to pay for.
Tunisian-born Zainab Mehdi is a devout Muslim. She serves on the board of the Islamic Center in Cedar Rapids and attends prayers in the mosque there. But it's her peace activism that has made Zainab Mehdi well known in this small city, and why she was named Cedar Rapids Woman of the Year in 2003. She's the president of Women for Peace Iowa, which pickets for peace every Friday in downtown Cedar Rapids.
My religion teaches me that you have to be socially conscious of the needs of people. You have to help others. You have to seek peace.
Zainab Mehdi came to Cedar Rapids 23 years ago as a college student and remained.
Rejuvenation, Sammy.
She married another Tunisian student and had a son, Sammy.
I thought we were going to have dinner together.
No.
When I first came, really, I think the biggest challenge wasn't that I was a Muslim, but I was from Tunisia. People had no idea what Tunisia was. And so that was really the challenge. And I couldn't understand how people did not know geography. I mean, this is Tunisia. Well, later on, when I found out that people don't even know where Iowa is, they think it's Idaho, Ohio, then I was more sympathetic.
Mehdi helped found Women for Peace Iowa after the 9/11 attacks. She says it began when a group of four Christian women invited four Muslim women to meet with them.
To voice their concern about the well-being of the Muslims in Cedar Rapids, if, you know, from woman to woman, if there were anything that these ladies can help our community, the Muslim women do, whether it's help them go to the store, you know, pick up their children from school, even stand vigil at our Friday prayers. They were very eager to let us know that we are part of this community, that whatever happened that day, really, even though it was labeled a Muslim terrorist act, it had nothing to do really with the Muslim community of Cedar Rapids.
Mehdi's teenage son, Sammy Cabrosley, also takes part in civic life. Last summer, he was elected president of Junior Optimus, an international youth organization with 17,000 members. Born and raised in Cedar Rapids, Sammy says that it's silly to ask him what it's like growing up Muslim in Iowa.
Same as being a Christian, I don't know. This doesn't make any sense to me. People are like, well, how does it feel? It's like, I play basketball, I do show choir, I do the plays, I do everything else everybody else does. I guess it's more or less like my parents were very liberal on the whole idea of just coming. A lot of people who come from foreign countries are especially known, you know, always first generation, very keep it in the bubble. You know, they're kind of kept in their little bubble, in their own little world. My parents kind of just let me out in the world, like, hey, let him go. You know, he's an American, let's let him go. So I kind of was blessed with being able to go out, you know, at night and go see my friends and go to movies and try everything once.
Okay, kitty.
Not surprisingly, young people who have grown up in Cedar Rapids' small Muslim community may end up marrying non-Muslims. 29-year-old Jalel Ossie met his wife Alyssa in college. She was raised a Christian Mennonite and does not plan to convert to Islam. But Jalel says his Muslim faith has become increasingly strong since he married.
As we've kind of evolved together, it's become more and more important. And so part of the discussions that we have now revolve around how do you raise a family, what do you want to do, what constitutes the daily activities in your life. And I will say that the majority, if you look at the majority of the differences that we do have, really kind of fall by the wayside. It's the things that are similar between the two faiths that you really grasp onto. That look.
She looks like a bat. It was hideous.
But Jalel is also a modern American husband who's proud of his wife's career as a firefighter.
The first day after work, I came home and I was kind of upset, and I remember I told him, I can't do this. I just want to go back to Aegon where I worked before. I just want to go back and have my, you know, everything be the way it was. And I was real nervous, and he said, you know what, you can do this. So he was supportive from day one.
Growing up in Iowa, Jalel Ossie attended public schools and was a Boy Scout, one of the inspirations for the Muslim youth camp he's helping to found outside Cedar Rapids. He says despite cultural differences, he has never faced discrimination in his home state.
In Iowa, I never had any troubles at all being accepted as a Muslim. In fact, I think there was more curiosity than anything else.
Zainab Mehdi says that was also her experience and why she chose to settle here, far from her native land.
I was very well accepted. I was embraced. I was people made me feel at home.
It's supposed to be a minute and a half.
I came here for a year, and 23 years later, I'm still here. But this is home now for me. I'm very proud to be part of this community.
In Cedar Rapids, Iowa, this is Carolyn Weaver, VOA News.